Christ, that's Father Ike. The cop nodded. You know him?
A little bit. He and my fiancé used to work together,
Cyrus said. He stared down at the body again, the blood turning from red to brown as it oxidized. Blood was alive even when the body was dead, but the blood turned brown as the oxygen fled the cells. It had outlived its host. It wasn't drying so much as dying.
What did he use?
He didn't see a gun anywhere.
A .243 Winchester hunting rifle. It's been processed,
the officer said, his voice cracking a little. Cyrus glanced at him. Kid didn't look more than 22, 23. This might be his first suicide.
Makes sense,
Cyrus said.
He liked a deer hunt.
He heard a car pull in the gravel drive. The uniform skirted the edge of the floor and went out the front, trading places with the new arrival, Detective Catherine Naylor. About time, too. She was the one who'd dragged him into this nightmare.
Catherine,
he said, nodding. She wore a trim gray suit, white blouse, an expression that was all business.
Cyrus, I hear congratulations are in order. Paulina's finally making an honest man out of you.
She probably expected a joke, but he did not joke about Paulina. Keeping his face and tone neutral, he tersely replied,
Thank you.
Sorry to get you out of bed so early.
I was already up,
he said. She raised an eyebrow.
Working a case.
Something you can drop?
You serious? You know this is not my area.
Cyrus wasn't a police detective anymore, but a private detective. He helped women with cheating husbands and children with deadbeat dads. Women and children first. Women and children only. That was his motto. He'd seen enough death in his days on the force to last him a dozen lifetimes.
Didn't you know him?
Yeah, but I don't work suicides. Wait, this is a suicide, right?
It's definitely a suicide,
Catherine said.
Approximate time of death was 11:30 last night. House was locked from the inside. No signs of forced entry. No signs of a struggle. No drugs or alcohol in the place except for a few bottles of wine under the sink, all unopened. Rifle recently fired. Plus, he left a voicemail message with us, Sister Margaret, last night at 11:25, which is why I'm guessing TOD was 11:30. That might change, though.
What did he say in the message?
I haven't heard it, but according to the sister, he said...
Catherine pulled a small notebook out of her jacket pocket and flipped to a page.
I'm sorry for what I'm about to do, but I'd be sorry if I didn't do it. I can't do this anymore. Forgive me. Pray for me, Margaret. She missed the call, didn't hear the message until 5 a.m., and panicked when she didn't find him in his apartment at the parish house. She knew he came here a lot, so she asked the police to check the house. An officer performed a wellness check, saw the body through the window at 6 a.m.
What is this place?
Belongs to St. Valentine's Parish. It's a guest house for visiting priests or sisters, sometimes an emergency shelter. Sister Margaret says Father Murren came here all the time for peace and quiet when it was unoccupied. He liked the neighborhood, she said.
I'm still waiting on why you called me.
God, how was he going to break this to Paulina? They'd eaten barbecue with the man at their engagement party not 4 months ago. Catherine peeked through the blinds.
Coroner's here. Let's go out back.
The backyard wasn't much more than a postage stamp surrounded by a wooden fence that needed repainting. An elderly couple stood on their porch across the street, staring and whispering. A pretty brown girl of about 11 or 12 walked slowly past the fence, trying to see what the fuss was about, Cyrus guessed. In the early morning light, it looked like she wore fairy wings on her back. He and Catherine waited in silence until the little girl was gone. Once she turned the corner, Cyrus spoke.
Talk.
Catherine took a deep breath and leaned back against the fence. He stood opposite her, a small fire pit full of ashes between their feet.
Thanks for taking my call, she said.
Call, yeah. Case, not yet.
Look, I get it. You don't want to work with us, and I don't blame you, but hear me out, please.
No, Cyrus definitely did not want to work with the police. 2 years ago, he'd been shot on the job by a fellow officer who had a file overflowing with excessive force complaints. Luckily, he had a good lawyer who'd wrangled a very nice settlement from the city. Nice enough he didn't have to take any case he didn't want to take.
I'm not comfortable with this,
he said.
Working with you, for you, investigating someone I knew personally. Ike and Paulina used to work together at Blessed Sacrament. You ever hear the phrase, conflict of interest?
He did not want to take this case, not with Catherine asking. She'd